Did she ever have what people sometimes call a safe?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was what that, and that was to put food in. Yes, sir.
And let's see, what's that safe look like? Could you tell me kind of
something like that thing right there behind you, that china cabinet, only it had doors and drawers in it. The up in the top of one my mother had about half of it was shelves to put dishes and food in, and what not dishes but food. And down in the bottom was just a kind of a storage place with doors, kind of like a cabinet you'd have in your kitchen as of today.
Mm-hmm. Was that the storeroom? Is that kind of like a pantry, or was that different?
Well, that was the pantry. We called it the storeroom, or the pantry, the one. Now, she had, in there's where she made her flour up and the dough for her biscuits and her cakes. And done a lot of work in that. There was shelves in there and all the doors on them for stuff to be put in, like canned goods, everything, that, you know, that the jars of stuff that they had out of the gardens. Yeah, it was just a storage place. And it was a big one, too, as big as this room.
The bedroom, what kind of furniture would you have had in there?
Mercy me, I can carry it down there and show you some of it. It's down there. Well, you had what you'd call a big old crock bowl and pitcher. They called it the wash basin. In each room, you had your pitcher of water carried in there with a towel to wash your face. Now, that was the washboard, they called it. Well, however, it had a marble top on it. And you done, you washed your face and hands in your bedroom right there. And of course, if you wanted to have a bath, you had to come downstairs and go to the bathroom back there. Where is that? Because it's just one room for that.
the thing that you would wash your face with, what did y'all call that?
Wash basin. It was a big old crock bowl, but it purred, it had flower designs in it. Every room had in it. Had dressers and chest of drawers, all kind of chairs, your bed. Your bed had a cover over the top of it.
Yeah.
And that went up, high old bedstead go up high, and then it had a cover over here, and that was your mosquito bar. You didn't have no yet. And that house there had four windows in it. Each one of them bedrooms had four windows in it. You could raise it up, the bottom part of it up, or the top of it down. And you could just walk right out just like a big door, right? Big. And then it had two doors in it out into that center part of the hall there. There was a door out that, and then there was a door between each room.
You mentioned chest of drawers. Could you hang clothes in chest of drawers?
No. Now, what did they call that? A closet. Now, there was every room in it had a big closet in it with shelves and places to hang your clothes. Put pins up on the side around it.
Did y'all ever have a what some people call a wardrobe in
here? Yes, sir. That.
Now, could you hang clothes in that?
Yes, and I reckon you could. I don't remember now, but do you, though? We had the wardrobe. We got them. Still got that. A lot of my mother's furniture.
Is a wardrobe, is that the same thing as a chaperone?
Something like that.
You talked about the house. The house you grew up in, didn't have an attic, anything like that?
Up above the upstairs part of it, what we call the loft. That was attic. It had stair steps that went right on up from the floor up to the second story, and then they had a set of steps that went right on up in the attic.
Yeah.